Can you answer the phone and drive a car at the same time?
Sigurd Rutter says yes.
He manages 738 Taxi, a small cab company in Sitka.
I may be getting a phone call in the middle of this testimony just to show you that I can answer the phone without taking my eyes off the road.
The ordinance to regulate cell phone use in vehicles originally exempted drivers like Rutter, those who operate cabs, delivery trucks, emergency response vehicles, and other commercial drivers, from this law entirely. But at their last meeting, the assembly voted to remove that exemption, making Sitka's cell phone laws more strict than the state of Alaska's. Rutter pointed out that the state's anti-texting ban pardons commercial drivers and allows for flip phones.
These old-style phones have features that allow them to be operated. I can feel the raised buttons. I can redial my dispatcher. These are kind of the Helen Keller model as opposed to the featureless smartphones that require so much attention to answer.
At one point during his testimony, Rutter even got a call, and with the flick of a wrist, Star Trek communicator style, he flipped open his black mobile. Does that maneuver compromise your driving ability?
You may not think so, but Doug Osborne, chair of the Health and Human Services Commission, cites data as saying otherwise.
Multitasking is a myth because the brain cannot do two things at once. It just bounces back and forth between the two tasks. That isn't an opinion. That's research, and I stand by every single thing I've shared in the last 6 months in terms of where these numbers have come from.
Here's one number. Cell phones were responsible for 1.6 million crashes in the United States in 2008. That's according to the National Safety Council. With a clipboard in hand and figures like these at the tip of his tongue, Osborne has been marshaling support for this ordinance for over a year. And in that year, over two dozen Sitkans were treated at Sitka Community Hospital, where Osborne works, for accident-related injuries.
Every community has two choices. We could do nothing and just chalk them up as accidents, or we could do the best practice. And the best practice is one, education, two, you pass a policy, and three, you enforce it.
Enforcement, however, is difficult. Assemblymember Aaron Swanson asked Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt how many people were pulled over for texting while driving. Schmidt said it's rare.
Generally speaking, texting while driving is an add-on after an accident happens.
Swanson also wondered whether police would have the right to examine a phone for evidence of use. Schmidt felt that wouldn't come to pass, and because this is a primary offense, basically grounds for pulling you over, citations would be issued at the discretion of police officers.
Cop stops them and said, it appeared that you were talking on your phone, and if they say no, I think they'll just write them the ticket. That's what I would do.
The ordinance doesn't specify what the fines will be, but in March, Schmidt anticipated it would fall within the neighborhood of $25. Now here's the rules. Anyone caught holding a phone while talking, text messaging, browsing the internet, playing a game, listening to music, or using GPS technology would be fined. If you have your hands on your phone, you will be fined. And these rules apply even when the vehicle is stopped at a sign or a traffic light. Drivers can, however, legally use a phone hands-free with voice-activated or Bluetooth technology. Mayor Mim McConnell said her office got a lot of emails in support of the policy, and that swayed both her vote and her habits.
Even though I have tried in the past to not answer the phone when I'm driving, there's times when I have. But I want to be able to make sure that I'm going to be doing it right all the time, so I'm going to be using a speaker phone device that uses Bluetooth. Whether or not this passes, I'm going to change my behavior.
Pass it did on third and final reading with a vote of 5-2. Aaron Swanson and Steven Eisenbeis voted against. The new policy will go into effect in 30 days. During first reading, the Assembly directed the Sitka Police Department to allow those fined to donate their payments to Sitka's EMS services. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.